This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Good Day program heard around the country on lots of the same stations that carry our Good Day Health programming on the weekend. The Good Day show's on Monday through Friday. Happy to have Ken along to present us with his expertise, his rendering of the information that comes out a lot of the journals of medicine. It may affect you, but you don't know how it affects you, and so Ken takes apart the research and the understanding that comes from the research so that you'll know if there's something in there that'll affect you. This week we have a lot of focus on COVID. We're back to that. Ken said to me before we started, okay, nothing last week, but we make up for it this week. Yeah, a lot of COVID information. As a matter of fact, let's start there with these stories. Last week, my daughter and her husband had a bout with COVID. They've not had it before. In the 3+ years that this has been a problem, they've never had it. But then they've had the shots and yada yada. So now they got it. They took Paxlovid. It wasn't a serious case, but they wanted to get through it because they both have jobs and they didn't want to be away from their jobs for more than a day or two. So it seemed to help them. At least that's what Megan, my daughter, told me. Now, there's some information about the taking of Paxlovid that you probably should share with our audience, Ken, yeah?
Sure. And, Doug, there is a new variant of COVID-19 going around called HV1, and I bet this is what your kids had. And fortunately, for most, it's not a very serious illness. It's more of an upper respiratory problem. A dry cough, some congestion, a sore throat seem to be the most common symptoms. And there is this medication that's been around now for a couple of years called Paxlovid, and it's intended for those who are at risk for the most serious of COVID, the ones who might get hospitalized, that might not survive. How your kids got Paxlovid, boy, that's time for another program. But the news this week out of the Annals.
Well, they're both college professors, so they're around hundreds of students at UCLA every day. So I'm guessing that's probably it. It makes
more
sense.
Well, that's probably why they got COVID, but why they got the Paxlovid. You usually get the Paxlovid if you're at risk of getting severe disease, the kind that will hospitalize you.
That's interesting. And by the way, their son, my grandson, did not get it. He did not get COVID when his mother and father had it, which I also find interesting.
The son did not get Paxlovid.
My grandson didn't get COVID-19. Sorry,
period.
I should have made that clear. Yeah.
Didn't get COVID at all.
I don't think you can give Paxlovid. Paxlovid go to younger children? I don't think you can do that, can you?
Right. So interestingly, because most people do get COVID from home, so they didn't get it from their child. They got it from their other experience at work, so...
Yeah, right.
But let's talk about Paxlovid, which you've asked about, which is in the news this week in the medical news out of the Annals of Internal Medicine. We know that Paxlovid helps prevent severe COVID-19. Doug, again, that's the kind that will hospitalize you, the kind that will kill you. But it also might significantly increase a person's risk of rebound case. About 1 in 5 people, Doug, taking Paxlovid recover and test negative for COVID-19, but later experience a positive test result and start shedding live and potentially contagious virus. That's called virologic rebound, and it only happens about 2% of the time in people not taking Paxlovid.
All right. Okay, more COVID information coming up. In the meantime, there is a focus on Medicare plans at this time of year. We talk a lot about why is it that it's just this time of year. That doesn't address the issue that it is this time of year. So if you're trying to choose a new Medicare plan, I'll tell you, it's a daunting task. You see all the ads, you hear all the ads on the radio. But it doesn't have to be a miserable experience. Michelle Parker is going to explain how that might be.
In the know, I'm Michelle Parker. With Medicare's annual enrollment period ending soon, some may still need help choosing a plan. Andy Gossett, Manager of Sales Excellence Department at eHealth, a licensed health insurance agency, shares his tips for navigating enrollment.
With over 4,000 Medicare plans to choose from, it's important to prepare by knowing your Medicare ID number and current coverage details. Then, dedicate at least 1 hour for the education, selection, and enrollment.
Medicare's annual enrollment period ends December 7th, so don't wait to compare plans and see if there's an option with benefits that may better suit your needs and budget.
I recommend taking a health inventory, decide if your medical or prescription needs have changed in the past year. Lastly, go to eHealth to compare plans from the nation's top insurance companies all in one place with no fees or obligations to enroll.
To compare Medicare options and for all your enrollment needs, visit eHealthInsurance.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. Doug Steffen here on this week's Good Day Health Program. We have some COVID info. We were talking about Paxlovid. Now there is a, I guess you'd consider this to be good news. We always like that. The fact that a lot of people who had COVID lost their sense of taste and smell. Some people have said that they didn't get it back, but apparently for some it'll take a long time. Is that right, Ken?
Well, for some, it'll take a long time, but it'll eventually come back in those who have had at least mild illness. Here's the news. This comes out of JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association. It's a mouthful. Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery Edition. The good news is for folks who lost some of their sense of taste and smell after a bout of what we call mild COVID-19, Doug, new research shows that this side effect largely resolves by 3 years after infection. And mild COVID-19 is defined as an illness without any evidence of lower respiratory disease. That means without any evidence of pneumonia, the lungs actually getting infected.
Uh-huh. All right. So, all right, one more focus here. I just saw this.
You asked me about Paxlovid and age, Doug. We ran out of time.
I did.
It's for ages 12 and up and those weighing at least 88 pounds.
Okay, my grandson doesn't weigh 88 pounds, and so, yeah, it wouldn't be for him. But he didn't get it, so let's move on. Anyway.
He didn't even get COVID, so he would not even be considered for Paxlovid.
No.
And Paxlovid is really not for those who have just mild to moderate disease.
It's not a preventative like supposedly the shots are. It is something that it addresses.
The shots are not preventative. What the shots do is prevent you from getting in the hospital or dying from COVID. It doesn't prevent you from getting any illness.
See, I think a lot
That's
of people
a very
don't understand.
Distinction.
I don't think a lot of people understand that, Ken. Frankly, I think a lot of people think, okay, I got the shots, I'm not going to get COVID. The world is full of people who got the shots and got COVID.
I'm sure your daughter and son-in-law got every shot imaginable.
Yes, they did.
And still got COVID.
Yes, they did. Yeah, right, exactly. So, all right. This is something I did. I thought it was interesting to see that there was a study of this. All during COVID, I gargled. Every morning and every night with hydrogen peroxide. I also rinsed my nasal passages. We had a couple of different, with a thing called Clear that we had as an advertiser, and we had that Nasogen product. And I think that helped me, in my mind, not get COVID. So what does this study show?
Well, there's going to be a report this week, Doug. You may be, again, ahead of your time at the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology annual meeting. What they're going to report this week is that if you're suffering from COVID-19, you might want to grab a glass of warm water and a shaker of salt, because this new research, it suggests that gargling and rinsing your nasal passages with a saline solution may help keep you out of the hospital. In this study, gargling four times a day for 14 days with salt water seems to ease symptoms and cut the odds of being hospitalized significantly.
Wow. So it's simple. We get so wound up in, should we get the shots or whatever. There's so many, when it comes to lots of different diseases and problems people have, there's a lot of simple stuff you can do to take care of yourself and build up your immune system, right? Or make it more effective. Am I correct?
Well, for some, this is good. For those who are at severe risk of getting the kind of COVID that you don't survive, you know, I'd want to do more than just this. But this is something you can do. You know, you can do. You can take yourself and have the salt, the saline irrigation in the nose, the saline irrigation in the throat, and it seems like it may help. And this is coming out of a real journal, a real meeting.
You know what I started doing also, talking about saline? I take, there's a salt, a little pink salt product that my herbalist gave me, and I put it in water, and I drink that when I have lots of phlegm and congestion. Seems to cut right through it and get rid of it. And I wonder if that isn't the same sort of thing, if a saline solution, that's basically what it is, if it doesn't help to clear up a lot of stuff like that, gunk in your system, as it were.
Well, is it just salt? Is it just salt water?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just salt.
You're not swallowing it? You're gargling with it?
Nope. Gargling with it. Well, I do both, actually. Yeah.
Well, I watch the salt intake, the sodium intake, but gargling with it is fine.
All right. Up next, a discussion of your sleep habits and how what you're doing may not be as good as what you ought to be doing to take care of yourself. We all know how important sleep is. We address those issues coming up next year on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Every week we get together at this time to go through the results of a lot of research that Ken does, research of other folks, so that you'll understand how the outcomes of this research affect you and your health. There's something for everybody here every week. And if you have a mind to connect with Ken, pretty easy to do it. His clinic down in Florida, Lake Cardiology, beautiful surroundings on the lake. That's why they call it Lake Cardiology. Duh. And then there's the connection you can make if you can't get there. You can connect using the Zoom in Zoom land. Telemedicine has gone that direction. So make the connection. Help yourself to better health. There's eight different reasons I could come up with for doing it. Right now you should call 352-735-1400. If you only have one reason that you want to touch base with Ken, that's enough. 352-735-1400. Now, I also want to remind you, while I have it in my head, to have those questions for Dr. Ken that come up later in the program. Have them handy by. If you want to call him in, that's swell. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. You can send them in, or you can phone him in and leave him, leave the audio on that number, that line. 855-999-3684. All right, I promised that we would talk about sleep in this portion of the program. So the risk of not getting enough sleep has a number of different consequences, Ken, right?
Yes. Out of diabetes care this week, Doug, there's an important report that women who do not get enough sleep, they may have an increased risk of diabetes, an effect even more pronounced in postmenopausal females. Shortening sleep by just 90 minutes increases insulin resistance in women, Doug, used to getting adequate sleep. Even a mild sleep deficit maintained for 6 weeks can raise the risk of diabetes in women.
All right. So now let's go to the next page. There are a couple of connections here in studies that have been done this week. There's the use of a diabetes drug now that can be used to help you lose weight. So when people get diabetes, don't they usually have diabetes because of weight problem, right? Or sugar problem, and that usually is a weight problem. So is this something, this is a weight loss product?
You're being too logical. And you're being way too logical and maybe smarter than everybody, but this was originally introduced as a member of a brand new class of medications. And this brand new class of medications was introduced as a new way to treat type 2 diabetes. It just allowed the kidneys to excrete more blood sugar. And you've heard the original in this group, semaglutide is the scientific name. It was branded as Ozempic. And now we have a second in this same new family of diabetes drugs, tirzepatide, which was branded as Mounjaro. And we know that Ozempic, when it was tested, it had a great amount of weight loss, 12 to 15%, and was branded as Wegovy. But the news this week is that tirzepatide, Mounjaro for diabetes, now being branded as Zepbound. Zepbound was approved by the FDA this week, and you get 18% weight loss. And when you add diet and exercise, up to 25% weight loss with Zepbound, and that's the same amount of weight that you get with bariatric surgery. So bariatric surgeons are soon going to become unemployed.
There you go. All right, more on sleeping coming up in the next half hour here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to. But it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Update to the Middle East now, where the IDF rejecting calls for a ceasefire and moves troops deeper into Gaza. Soldiers finding the bodies of two Israeli women who were being held hostage near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza and returning their bodies to the Holy Land for funerals. This as well-coordinated anti-Israel protests taking place in major U.S. cities. At least 40 protesters arrested at the University of Michigan after they stormed a school building. Scary times in Iceland, where fears of a massive volcano loom, scientists busy monitoring cracks in the Earth's surface, which they say are getting noticeably bigger by the day. Many roads now closed, and people who live and work there evacuating.
The timescale is such that we need to be prepared for an eruption happening within the coming week, even up to a month.
This professor from the University of Iceland sitting down with the Daily Record, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Here, the second half hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen on Good Day Health, going through the research and finding things. We'll be taking your questions as well, 855-999-3684, to record them if you have them. Sometimes people send us a note. That's good, too. Whatever, however you want to connect, help yourself. Okay, so we were connecting diabetes and sleep problems. And now there is a very interesting overview of how to best take care of your heart when you are sleeping, or take care of your heart in general, right? There are a couple of different things that are better for you and your heart than other things. Decisions, I guess, would be the focus, right?
Well, I think the focus of this article, Doug, was that sitting is the issue. And that there are better positions. If you just give up even a little bit of the sitting that you do each day, you can dramatically improve the healthiness of your heart. This comes out of the University of College London, that replacing just a few moments of sitting with any other type of activity, Doug, even sleeping or standing, can improve cardiovascular health. Regular physical activity compared to a sedentary lifestyle has positive effects on blood pressure, glucose, sugar levels, body fat, cholesterol, sleep patterns, and mood.
Well, I don't sit that much. I'm just thinking about what the average person, some people sit at their work 8 hours a day. They sit when they come home to dinner. They sit when they watch television. They sit when they read a book. They sit, and then maybe they're out after dinner, depending on where they live, on a bike ride, or they take a walk, or some of that stuff. But we spend much more time, if you think about it, sitting than even laying down, right? When you go to sleep, you're asleep 6-7 hours, maybe 8 if you're fortunate, but you spend a lot more time during the day, most people, sitting. I guess that you wouldn't, necessarily. You're up on your feet when you're talking to your patients, right? Would you, how much time would you say you spend sitting in the course of a normal day at the office?
A lot less than average. And I think this is in this article, they're just talking about doing a little less sitting for you, for the individual, than what you currently do could have added benefit. And I guess for all of us, just a little less sitting will be helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, there's a focus on weight and cholesterol stuff. How connected is cholesterol to weight problems? Is it a rule of thumb that the higher your cholesterol number, the heavier you're likely to be, and thus endangering your overall health and well-being? Am I stretching or am I thinking this through?
Well, there is a it's not the only factor, but usually when you're obese, you're not eating the right food, you're eating a high-fat diet, and eating a high-fat diet does raise the cholesterol when your weight's up. The bad cholesterol, when your weight's up, it also can increase your triglycerides. So there is not a direct correlation, but there's definitely relation. You're not exercising as much, and in most people who are obese, their bad cholesterol is up, their triglycerides is up. But what was the news this week is more about a type of cholesterol that's purely genetic, not related to anything you eat. And this is what the news is from out of the American Heart Association scientific sessions, that genetic testing, Doug, can tell patients if they have an inherited form of high cholesterol and prompt them to have treatment that could help prevent a heart attack, stroke, and death. Doug, about 1 in 250 people have this condition. It's called familial hypercholesterolemia, or FH. That's how it's often referred to by all of us, just as FH. Mm-hmm. And it often presents without any signs until they experience a heart attack. And this usually is not a pretty scene. It's really sad. For these people, targeted medication therapy is needed because dietary or behavioral changes will not lower the bad cholesterol levels, as the problem lies in their genes. People with unexplained high cholesterol should have genetic testing and pursue aggressive treatment that could reduce their risk of suffering a major cardiovascular event, Doug. The American Academy of Pediatrics actually recommends all children be screened between age 9 and 11, and again between age 17 and 21 for abnormal cholesterol. Unhealthy levels of one or more kinds of lipids in the blood is looked for. Again, children between ages 9 to 11, and then again between 17 and 21. If you have this genetic condition, you want to test family members and treat early in family members who carry it. People with this condition will often have blocked arteries in their ages 40s or even younger. Carrying a mutation in this gene means a 50% chance that a person's offspring will inherit it. A lifetime of being untreated for this condition, Doug, can raise the overall risk of cardiovascular event, such as heart attack, 10 to 20 times the normal population's risk.
All right. So, you know, when you we have our physical and you look at my cholesterol levels and you complain that I have too much of the bad, not enough of the good, even though my number, total number, is like 178, 180, 184 in there. I didn't know this, or I guess I didn't remember it until you just said it now. I remember my father having the same profile, and the doctor, the family doctor we had, Dr. Johnson, told us that it was inherited. And this is many years ago. I hadn't even thought about it until you just brought it up, that I may have inherited it, because I don't do stuff that necessarily would increase my cholesterol. I try to do things that will increase the good cholesterol, and that's a real struggle. We're lucky to get it up to around 50 when it's supposed to be, what, 70-something?
Let me just mention what you're talking about. People who have this FH usually present with not the total, but the LDL at least above 170 and usually much higher, 180 mm-hmm. over 200. Just the LDL, the lousy cholesterol, not the total. And I've never seen your LDL bad cholesterol over the 150s.
No, it's not. It hasn't been.
So, right. Okay. And so, in the 150s, that's not FH. You know, the FH really begins at least at 170 and usually higher. Maybe sometimes in the 160s, but that's uncommon. The LDL is very high in the FH, the familial hypercholesterolemia patients, the highest among us, and that's the real tip-off.
Got it. All right, Dr. Ken, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health at your service, talking a lot this week. As usual, there's usually an item or two about weight loss and weight gain and what you can do and how you can do it. So my suggestion from the folks at Calitrin as we go into the Thanksgiving season, this program is being heard the weekend before Thanksgiving, so everybody's getting ready, fixing pies and cake and ice cream and cookies, and you will join the crowd because the average American gains about 8 or 9 pounds during the holidays from Thanksgiving to New Year's. So what do you do about preventing that? You can. You can wait and take it off after the fact, or you can get on it now. Go to toploss.com and see the many ways that people start now, lose weight, and keep ahead of the curve so they don't put on 8 or 10 pounds over the holidays. You just keep with where you are. Maybe if you're overweight now, you'll stay on the product and get rid of the fat that you have now, instead of, you know, just the things that you're trying to anticipate for Christmas and New Year's. How about right now taking a serious stab at the weight that you have, the weight problem, got joint pain and stuff? That's how it impacts you. It changes your body. All right, so Calitrin, toploss.com. That's the website. Go there, check it out. And when you, there's a special deal on right now for Thanksgiving, you buy 90-day supply and get another 90 days free so that you can help maybe somebody in your family or a friend get on the program, wants to lose weight too. Thanksgiving is here. Give thanks for the fact that Calitrin makes it so easy to lose the weight and keep it off. Support your body. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug so you get free shipping and access to all the best deals at that particular time from Calitrin. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank y'all.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We are talking about losing weight and stuff. Fasting, what that does for you beside helping you lose weight, it may be good for other things as well, it looks like.
Yes, and let me just comment. One, you asked me about LDLs and FH, familial hyperlipidemia, familial hypercholesterolemia. In adults, it's usually 180 or above the LDL, but in children, we'll see a 160 LDL or above, and that's a tip of FH, this familial hypercholesterolemia. It's a genetic inherited form of very high cholesterol. And
got it.
So where did you want to go now?
I guess I was thinking, we're talking about fasting, we're talking about losing weight, we're talking about putting weight on, that sort of thing. And there's a focus, it looks like, on fasting and what that does for you. Other than help you lose weight, it does other things, it looks like.
Yes, this intermittent fasting just seems to be more and more popular. I've had one or two patients who picked this up early and just kept telling me how much they love it, and they've been just the early canary in the coal mine, because out of the European Nutrition Conference this week, we learned, Doug, that intermittent fasting is associated with higher energy and improved mood. Restricting food consumption to a 10-hour window and fasting for the remaining 14 hours appears to have a positive health benefit. And if you want to try this, just talk to your doctor about it. And give it a shot. I tried, and I kind of feel better only fasting about 12 hours, maybe because I'm active. But try it, see how you feel, and you may lose some weight. And maybe improve your mood and energy.
Our colleague Jack Stockwell, who also does an hour of Good Day Health, has tried that. He said he's been living that way for the past year or so, and it seems to be affecting him. He's lost he liked the idea of losing maybe 20 pounds and found that having this scrutiny and doing it the way you just described has been very helpful for him anyway on his own. I can't imagine doing it because I get too hungry. My metabolism, I'm always moving, and I have never tried it. When I go more than 5 or 6 hours without eating, I get pretty hungry. So
I do also. I try very hard not to eat 3 hours before I go to bed. But also, I find if I spread out and just have small meals throughout the day, It just does me better, the so-called training diet. And that's what I find works for me. But this is very individualized. And if it works for you, great. It's worth a try. But I wouldn't go less than 10. Some people try to just keep it to only 8. I think that's pushing it.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So some advice when it comes to weights and diet and that sort of thing from Dr. Ken, who is a noted he's a very well thought of cardiologist, won some awards from American Heart Association, and he's here at your service every week at this time. Speaking of time, it's 10 before the hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Questions for Dr. Ken, which you may dial in, 855-999-3684. You can send them along to us, or you can call that recorded line, and we'll put you on the air. If the question is good, sometimes we translate it and put it on the air, whatever. It's 855-999-3684 for Dr. Ken. Not only does he have the Good Day Health Show, but he's here with me on a Good Day. You can find much of the material that we have here comes out of the Journals of Medicine. American Heart Association has been meeting, so there's a lot of reports in the current Good Day Health podcast and the one that is included this week. So we have focus on 2 weeks at a time usually here. You can check it all out at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So the first question has to do with CAT scans and how they improve the odds of surviving cancers. There's a specific one from the American Lung Association focusing on lung cancer. But can't CAT scans pretty much help you detect or help doctors detect cancers of various sizes, shapes, and forms, Ken?
Sure. But the problem, especially with lung cancer, is that lung cancer, once it starts, grows and develops so rapidly that usually in the old days when we would diagnose lung cancer, it was far advanced and the survival is not real good, 20% maybe, and maybe even worse with some other variations of lung cancer. So we need better ways to diagnose lung cancer early. And here's from the American Lung Association, the American Cancer Society, the latest in picking up lung cancer early, so-called CT screening for lung cancer. Doug, 81% of people whose lung cancer tumors had been spotted by CT screenings were still alive 20 years later. That is truly amazing for lung cancer when you think about it, how awful the survival rate is for lung cancer. Mm-hmm. So recently updated guidelines from the American Cancer Society advise annual CT screening for smokers and former smokers starting at age 50 and continuing until age 80. And in addition, those who have smoked at least 20 cigarettes a day for 20 years or more should also be screened.
Ugh, awful. All right, we were talking on the Good Day program this week about Nick Jonas, his problem with type 1 diabetes and how he has the diagnosis and how long he's had it. That's how he got juvenile diabetes. Apparently, he had type 1 when he was 18 years old. So the question has to do with whether or not this is something that's easily found. As we, again, we're talking about diabetes, this type 1, this type 2, is one more easily detected than the other?
Type 1 usually makes somebody quite acutely ill before it gets treated with insulin, often ending up in the hospital. Type 1, the body is just not making insulin, and you can become so-called acidotic and get quite ill and end up in the hospital, and it can be sometimes even a near-death experience until you get a patient on insulin. Whereas type 2, you're making too much insulin, and the body just becomes insensitive to it, and you don't get this diabetic ketoacidosis, this serious acute illness that can be life-threatening. You just get chronic illness, heart disease, strokes, the plumbing throughout the body from head to toe in both types of diabetes just gets damaged. But in type 2, it presents more of a chronic illness, untreated with heart attacks, strokes, erectile dysfunction, eyes becoming a problem, legs, limbs becoming issues all over the body, wherever the circulation and the circulation wherever, but both of them need treatment, and usually type 1 presents much earlier in life.
Mm-hmm. Quick question about race and heart disease. A lot of people think black people are more prone to getting heart disease. Do you think that's true?
We could spend a whole show on that. And, you know, there's issues of, and hopefully we're catching up with diet, exercise, and follow-up and early detection. And maybe there's some genetic issues, but that's a very complex issue. And I hope that
aren't you glad I asked it with 30 seconds left?
Right. I hope the discrepancies soon become just a historical fact.
Yeah, right. The past, not the present. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.